Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. It is 11:58, 2 minutes to lunchtime, and it's Nottingham Station, and me and CJ at PCM Creative are sitting in Nottingham Station on platform 4. Breathe! Just got some food from Greg, some water, and we're heading down to London. Hello, CJ.
Hello, Phil Campbell.
Like I didn't know who my name was. Well done for reminding me, just in case I get inebriated.
Just in case.
So we're heading down to Boxy tonight, hashtag Boxy UK, because they're having a launch party where they're launching Boxy into the UK, I presume, in terms of having a London office. And I'm quite excited. I'm pretty stoked about a lot of things right now. Projects are really, really exciting. Busy week.
Very busy week.
So tell people like why you're having a little mini meltdown this week, because you've got a lot on.
I have. As I say, next week is the Nottingham Digital Recruitment Roadshow, which I've been doing for Adam Bird, Sendex. I'm heading down to, say, London today to Boxy, which is quite a departure. I haven't been to a launch, a tech launch.
No, you haven't yet?
No, so this is my first.
No, I've never been to a tech launch. No, you'll enjoy it, it'll be good.
I did a boo earlier about how terrified I'm going to be being not behind the scenes, because I feel much comfortable at that stage.
I've got to be
in a party, and I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
But I can cope. And then I'm back down in London on Friday for the Independent Theatre Arts Committee, Recruity. Was a lot of loads of social media stuff. At a recent conference, they've just passed a motion to create the first virtual branch within Equity. And I think could be quite unique throughout the union. So
nice.
I'm going to be interested in that. Oh, then what happens? And then it's kind of ears to the
back
Twitter sphere.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks. Just carrying on from what CJ's on about there is that obviously I'm heading out, all the flights and transport's confirmed now. Heading out at the weekend to Tampa and then to Phil Campbell. I've banged on about this for the last couple of audio boos, but CJ's going to be the sort of virtual backroom team. Yeah, mission control in terms of monitoring and tweeting from the Rebuild Phil Twitter account, because we've got a separate Twitter account, even though I'm going to be using mine a little bit to broadcast various bits and pieces, you know, audio boos and videos. We're also going to use that as a shared account.
Doing some Ghostbusters styly stream crossing.
Crossing the streams, indeed. And it will be that, because there's always that problem with time delays, you know, it's sort of out of sync, you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's the hardest thing for a media maker, actually, when you're remote on the ground is, okay, I've just woke up, it's 9 o'clock, and the first thing I do is, what time is it back at home?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like you do craft your day in terms of what media they expect. So it's great to have a remote connection that they can sort of...
It's good to have a channel, because I know that you're going to be monitoring your At Phil Campbell account and the Rebuild Phil.
Yeah.
So anybody who's using the hashtag or tweeting at you or tweeting on the Phil Campbell hashtag that's relevant to the trip can feed all that into the central Rebuild Phil and...
Yeah.
There'll be a consistency to what's going on across Twitter.
Yeah. I'm super stoked. For the last day or so, I've been stressing out that I wouldn't get the videos done for the Phil Campbell site, and they were just going to be little information videos, and I've just blasted them out in about an hour this morning. There's 7 or 8 videos. If you go to the imwithphil.com site, go to the playlist at the top of the video playlist, there's a section which is full of why, convention, why Jason Biggs, all these kind of little 30-second clips, and the idea with it is if you don't know about the project, you can find out pretty quickly from all those different little clips. But also, if you're in Phil Campbell right now and you're looking at that site, or you're going to Phil Campbell, or you have a testimonial or a video or some tornado footage or how you're rebuilding, all of that stuff, there's an upload button on the left, and it's super easy. If you've got a flip camera or any kind of digital camera that you know how to pull the video files off, don't worry about converting them or anything like that. Just find where they are on your computer, go to the website, click on upload, select the file, and we'll take care of the rest. It's super, super easy. I'm super stoked about it, because it's the first time I get to use Wistia's new JavaScript upload feature, which
it's
works
using
well.
Stuff on the ground, because we like to do those on the ground,
real-time
stuff, and this is, you know, not only a great convention and now helping
relief
build
effort, yeah.
Relief effort, that's the word, but... just practicing the field
yeah.
of doing this stuff, making media, using technology.
I think one of the things as well that I've found is that you shoot a lot of video in real time, you know, through Bamuse and various other sites, but you also want that high definition to capture the essence of what's going on. And so you use things like my little play touch from the codec-y thing. And it's a problem to edit or upload HD and whatever. Yeah. So what I normally do is I record a little piece on my Bamuse and then record it again on my high definition camera. But then you have the problem of converting it and editing it. This way, all I have to do is put the camera into Chris's laptop,
yeah,
select the file, select upload, and it's done.
There's moments and reflections, isn't there? And I think things that are happening in the moment are snapshots, which is what Instagram is just awesome for, of capturing those quick moments. And then there's the video that you then edit together with the sound that creates the story.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. So I'm super stoked that I managed to get it done. I've got a couple more days to get things done. I've got Ella tomorrow night, but then on Thursday afternoon and Friday, I've got a bit of time to do stuff. Friday night, it's Ascendex's 10th birthday.
So it's Thursday night.
Is it Thursday night? Oh, shit, yeah. So after I get back and dropping Ella off and going to... oh, God, it's going to be a manic week. Anyway, we'll be on the train in about half an hour.